On the live line with us is a documentary filmmaker who has made a film about harvest season. Couldn't be more well-timed. His name is Bernardo Ruiz, and he is with us this morning. Bernardo, glad to have you here.
Good to be here. Good morning to you.
I feel like I have to put out just the initial disclaimer that this documentary film is primarily about Napa Valley wine, correctly? Correct?
That's right. Although we also do feature Sonoma. And, of course, I was filming, you know, the tail end of harvest when, like everyone else, everything was upended by the disastrous wildfire.
Yes.
And at that point, you know, I, like every other member of the media, was just covering everything and watching, you know, citizens and communities just organize and you know, set up relief stations, et cetera. So
yeah.
We ended up being everywhere.
Yeah, interesting timing in terms of the filming of this documentary. And it sounds like, Bernardo, that this takes a look at everything involved in what eventually becomes a harvest. And it begins from the beginning, yes?
That's right. So the film is called Harvest Season, and the original idea was to do something like 20 Feet from Stardom, which is a film about the backup singers of
I've
your favorite pop hits.
Yeah,
it's a wonderful film.
Great movie.
What I wanted to do was something similar, but in the wine industry, and that is we all love wine, or you know, many people enjoy and love wine. But let's look at the unsung heroes, the backup players, the behind-the-scenes players in the Napa and Sonoma wine industries. So I'm really focusing on the workers, the small producers, the family growers, the people who are the backbone of the industry but don't always get their name on the bottle. So that was the approach. And we follow three people over the course of an entire harvest. And as I mentioned before, you know, I certainly had no plans of filming a wildfire, but it broke out. And that's the thing with documentary is, you know, we don't plan things. We don't script things. We go in committing to follow a story all the way through. And in this case, we watched how people responded, you know, how resilient the communities were, and how people continue to survive despite these, you know, these very serious hardships.
Yeah, and obviously the entirety of this story is relevant to us in Sonoma County very much, and Napa County, obviously. And so tell us about the three people that you follow.
Sure. So one of the more interesting story, the three basic storylines, one is an H-2A guest worker. So he's a guest worker from the state of Michoacán in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
This is his third harvest here. We actually start with him in Mexico. We see him arrive, work the season. We actually see him go back home to Mexico after being away from his family for so long. So we kind of learn a little bit about his personal sacrifice. We also follow veteran winemaker Gustavo Brandvila. And, you know, his life was fictionalized in part in the Hollywood movie Bottle Shock.
Oh yeah,
about the
we know Bottle Shock.
We of course. And so what I, you know, one of the things I love about documentary is exploring the true story of someone's life, not the fictionalized version. And so we followed Gustavo Brandvila, who's now he says it's 41 harvests that he's been involved with.
Wow.
We follow him through his you know, 4+ decades of making wine in Napa. And the third person is Vanessa Robledo, who's the daughter of the famed Robledo winemaking family, who's now running her mother's growing operation. So it's basically these three folks. All of them have ties to Mexico. All of them have ties to the kind of history of California winemaking. And it's really, you know, their stories that are at the heart of the film.
What did you learn from the making of this movie, Bernardo?
That's such a great question. First of all, I'm a New Yorker, and so I'm really unfamiliar with the process. So for me, every aspect of winemaking was fascinating. But the one big lesson was that, like film production, I think people on the outside look at winemaking as extremely glamorous. But when you see the process, it's just a lot of hard work, passion, but a lot of work, and then more work. So I think for me, the film is really trying to highlight the incredible hard work and commitment of these three people and everybody who works in the wine industry, and to celebrate the behind-the-scenes people, to celebrate all the people that make sure, you know, the hundreds of hands that go into a bottle. So for me, the big lesson was that it's harder than it looks from the outside.
Yeah, no question about that. And that's something for all of us. That's an education that so many of us, you know, would benefit us living here in the wine country. And Bernardo, I know a little bit about documentary making. We had a hand in a documentary about the Tubbs Fire this year. It's a pretty painstaking process. And I know it premieres at the Mill Valley Film Festival this weekend. And that's a very prestigious location.
Yeah, we're absolutely thrilled. I mean, Mill Valley is a kind of perfect venue for this film. I mean, I'm sure all of your listeners remember what happened exactly a year ago because of the fires. And so we're really most interested in sharing this film with the people who participated in the film and people who have direct memory and experience of what happened. The film's going to screen this Saturday, the 13th, at 2 o'clock at the Sequoia in Mill Valley, the Finale at Sequoia. And then it'll also be screening on Sunday, the 14th, at 2:45 at Century Larkspur. We're pretty much at the point of being sold out, but there's still tickets available. And, you know, these kinds of projects are, they're labors of love. They take forever. I actually started the film 2.5 years ago, researching and planning. These are real true labors of love. And I believe that that's reflected on the screen. You really get a sense of the intimacy we as filmmakers had with the characters and how much time we spent with them. And I think for an audience, it's a really satisfying thing. It's something that fiction can't do. It's something that commercials can't do. It's really spending time with people in a way that's very different than any other type of media, I would say.
Oh, there's no question about that. And the three principals themselves, Bernardo, what's been the reaction to the film?
Well, you know, it's always a terrifying thing as a filmmaker.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been filming somebody for years. So far, only Vanessa Robledo has seen it, and she's very excited about it. For Gustavo Brambilla, this will be the first time that he sees it. So I'm on pins and needles, to be honest.
Bet
I'm a little nervous about what he's going to think.
Well, I'm sure it'll be well received. We've heard nothing but good things about the documentary Harvest Season. And again, coming up this weekend at the Mill Valley Film Festival, you can go to MVFF.com and see what tickets might be available this weekend. And regardless of the reaction to it, Bernardo, congratulations on making it.
Thanks so much. And I have to just say, I love the area so much. And I was just so impressed by how resilient people were. So I think that's also reflected in the film. I think it's an extraordinary community, diverse community. And I think, I hope that people see themselves reflected positively in the film. It will also be on PBS in the spring of 2019. So if you're unable to see it this weekend at the Mill Valley Film Festival, it will be on independent lens in the spring of next year.
That's fantastic news, because a lot of us are anxious to see it too. Bernardo, thanks so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you. Real pleasure.
That is documentary filmmaker Bernardo Ruiz, who is out with the new documentary Harvest Season, filmed mostly in Napa County, but addresses the fires of last October as well. Good luck to him.